goes to sleep and thinks of things that could have made his day look green and yellow, red and gray, red and gray.
Hailing from Boston, Massachusetts, that's the Neats from the Monkey's Head in the Corner of the Room EP, which, believe it or not, came out back in 1982. Red and Gray, the name of the track. The Neats actually featured a young Phil Caruso, a Pittsburgh native, on guitar, and always enjoy when I can throw some Neats into my set list for you. Also, some Alt-J in there with Left Hand Free, because you know what? Today's National Lefty Day, so I thought I'd throw in a left-handed song for you, since I'm not smart enough to do a left-handed mock. I think we're doing a Moon Martin mock. We might do multiple mocks tonight. Why not? Morphine by request. Tom was like, Mockster, when you stop doing these flashback shows, could you throw a Morphine song in there? And I want to hear Thursday. And I was like, of course, Tom, I can do that. And I'll tell you a little secret. I'm throwing in a flashback show. But I'm not. I know. It's weird. But I'm here for you. Hey, the Old Haunts gave us Sunshine, Normal, Black Keys in that set with Remember When, and start off the entire set. Speaking of monkeys, instead of a monkey head in the corner, What Makes the Monkey Dance from Chuck Prophet started off that entire set. Hey, don't forget, with this Delta variant, and I told you about this, putting distance between yourself and others is really critical to slowing that spread of coronavirus. Also, getting the jab, getting the vaccine is also, it does help out, I'm going to tell you that. But just be safe. Just be safe. But you can send texts, you can call people, you can do video conferencing, you can have distance. We're trying to get through this. We are all hashtag alone together. This message was partially brought to you by the Ad Council, and the other part was by me, the Mockster. Now, if I have my act together, which I think I do, we're going to do a radio calendar and a music calendar and keep this rock and roll show going for at least another hour, maybe two. But first, as always, I've got an important message to tell you at the top of the hour.
Coming
home from the fields with his tools in his hand.
When you're way down south,
yeah,
don't you burn your mouth waiting for that chicken pot of goo. We're singing a song cause we know it won't be long, waiting for that chicken pot of goo. It's on the windowsill, we just can't be still, waiting for that chicken pot of goo.
Dogs on
the porch, he's losing his mind. Hoping there's a little in the pan left behind.
But there ain't no chance.
No.
Cause we're in a trance. Waiting for the chicken pie.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana. Hello. Family of Jim Rogers, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City will be returning soon, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, PCTV Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, WMCK.FM McKeesport, and tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other internet radio station streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio. Quite a few guests on today's program, including Megan Tunyon from Aetna Community Organization, highlighting the Aetna Eco Park celebration taking place later today. Also, Dr. Caitlin Bruce will be here to talk about an art gallery event in Homestead later today made possible by Hemispheric Conversations and its urban art project. Puppeteer Dave English and Dirty Gertie, the poor polluted birdie, will stop by. Also, we have Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh teen media honorees in short fiction and prose, young musicians from the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, and at 11 o'clock today, Eastern, live fiddle music and conversation with Lindsay Merrow of Marion Center, Pennsylvania. All that plus puzzles and games all morning long, including an early bird pop quiz moments away. It's great to have you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. We'll get started with Richie Havens. Thanks for meeting us right here. Richie Havens getting us started on today's Saturday Light Brigade. Here's hoping you had a good week. We began daily classes in what is about to be our youth media center. I guess we can call it a youth media center. The youth are here. The media are here. I'm looking at three collaboration tables and about 20 chairs, but the construction of our youth media center is imminent. And I'll keep you posted as things happen. We'll begin to put up photographs and other points of progress. As things move along. We also laid some footwork for some new oral history projects this week. As well as some new youth journalism programs. Hello to Russ in North Carolina, and good morning to Mike and Mars, who says he's awake and sleep texting this morning. I know the feeling. Let's give you a chance now to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with a pop quiz this morning. A deceivingly simple pop quiz, but a fun one. Edna and Ernest Eaglemeyer have decided to have a party featuring food and beverages starting with the letter E. Can you name five items for the menu? Every answer must be something you can eat or drink that starts with the letter E. Share your answers with us now at 412-200-5975. That's 412-200-5975. Again, Ernest and Edna Eaglemeyer have decided to have a party featuring food and beverages starting with the letter E. Can you name five items for the menu? Every answer must be something you can eat or drink that starts with the letter E. I came up with a lot of foods, but not too many beverages. We'll see how you do. Here's hoping you'll call 412-200-5975. And you can join us on the radio with your answers if you care to. And hello to Tommy. Nice to have you tuned in. In Virginia. Elderberry wine and eggnog are two beverages that have come in. Those by way of Tom and McCandless, who already contributed a sentence. I'm just looking at the beverages. Those very same two beverages, plus espresso, came in from Russ in North Carolina. Wow, Neil in Greencastle has étouffée. Not a beverage, but a great answer. And Tommy has some great answers. Tommy, I'm glad you sent me a pronunciation guide. Definitely appreciated. We will share answers coming up. Oh, I see that Tom and Barbara, I'm just looking for... Oh, Earl Grey tea. I knew there had to be a few more. And there are quite a few things. Oh, Edelweiss beer, who advertised for both Chicago teams, both baseball teams, the White Sox and the Cubs, with the slogan about Edelweiss, it tastes so nice. We'll share more of the foods and drinks that have come in, starting with the letter E. In just a moment.
When I was a child, my family would travel down western Kentucky where my parents were born. There's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, clear paradise lake. I'm sorry, my son, but too late in asking, since Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Eden Hill, where the hair smell like snakes, shooting with our pistols, and his pop bottles was all we could kill. Then Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken, then they wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. And I'll be halfway to heaven, paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy wants to take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lay. I'm sorry, my son, but it's too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
On the mountainside, where the rivers change direction. direction across the great divide.
And Brad Klotner with Across the Great Divide. Sturgill Simpson with John Prine's Paradise from a brand new album called Broken Hearts and Dirty Windows, Songs of John Prine, Volume 2. With some great takes on John Prine tunes, including I Remember Everything, Souvenirs, Sam Stone, and Hello in There from artists including Iris DeMent, Bonnie Raitt, Margot Price, and Emmy Lou Harris. We'll try to play more from that release on today's SLV. Well, the e-foods are about to start, and boy, have we got a lot of them things to eat or drink, starting with the letter E. Here they come. Leslie in Oakland, eclair, elderberry wine, eel, eggplant, eggs, and elephant ear cookies. And edamame, also from Leslie. which I don't think I've had. Have I had edamame? Ricky's nodding her head. I have had it. Are those little bean-like things? Oh, yes, I see a picture of them. E-D-A-M-A-M-E. Jim in Crafton Heights furnishes these entrees, as he calls them. He included edamame, too, eggplant parmesan, endive salad, enchiladas, and Edie's ice cream atop eclairs. Mike and Mars offers Earl Grey tea. Jim in Blackridge says, I'm going to keep things simple. Everything can come from Eden Park's menu. Eden Park chicken, Eden Park fish, Eden Park sandwiches. That makes everything start with the letter E. That's one way to do it. Well done, Jim. Here are some more things you can eat or drink starting with the letter E. Russ in North Carolina, not surprisingly, has quite a few. He's always good at this game. Espresso, eclairs, elephant ears, eggnog, eggplant, egg salad, escargot, escarole, endive, enchiladas, emu, which he says is the other white meat, eel, elbow macaroni, elderberry wine, Edam cheese, and Eggo, as in Lego my Eggo. Stu has edamame and also Edam cheese. Jim, in addition to his Eden Park suggestions, has egg salad, edamame, eggplant parmesan, Edie's ice cream, and eggs over easy. Tom and Barb are in Stallstown. They collaborated and came up with eggs, deviled, in this case, eggplant, eggnog, Edam cheese, edamame, early peas, energy bars, eel, or ungai for the sushi fans, elephant ears, Earl Grey tea, English muffins, and I think I mentioned earlier the Edelweiss beer. Drink Edelweiss, it tastes so nice. Tom in McCandless says young Edgar's day began with espresso, eggs, and eclair, and a side of Edam. But as he aged, he switched to eggplants, egg beaters, and eggnog, and a shot of elderberry wine. Vivian has eggs, eggplant, escarole, enchilada, English muffins, also edamame, beans, empanada, and escargot. Linda has eggs, endive, eggplant, Evian. There's another drink. Edam and enchilada. Neil in Greencastle has elbow macaroni, Eskimo pie, egg salad, eggplant parmesan, etouffee, and a Swiss cheese known as Emmentaler. I think it's Emmentaler, which is a Swiss cheese made from cow's milk and containing tiny holes. And Tommy, Maureen in lieu of Point Breeze, egg, eggplant, elk, eel, elephant, and eagle. Dan in Squirrel Hill has eggs, eclair, Easter eggs, eels, and eggplant. And Leslie, we mentioned hers. Here are Tommy's. He has epizote salad, esquites, corn stew, enchiladas, enfrijoladas, grilled corn on the cob, elote, and empanadas. And that is a great way to end today's pop quiz. Well done. I think I caught all of the answers that came in. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including slbradio.org/radio.
Took the monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square.
The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back.
The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Ain't no use in diving.
Told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold, then I will set you free."
The monkey looked the buzzer right square in the eye and said, "Your story's so touching, but it sounds like a lie."
Yeah. Straighten up and fly right.
Straighten up and do right.
Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Don't you blow your top.
The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me.
Release your hold and I will set you free."
The monkey looked the buzzer right square in the eye and said,
"Your story's kind of touching, but it sounds like a lie. Straighten up and fly right.
Fly to the moon.
Straighten up and stay
it
right.
It cannot be too soon.
Straighten up and stay right.
Papa, don't you blow your top.
I said, don't you blow your top with me.
Cool down, be happy.
Hey, I'm gonna fly away with you.
Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right."
Deborah Silver at the Saturday Light Brigade with Straighten Up and Fly Right. Coming up, you'll have a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with this morning's History Riddle.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's PAIR.com.
If you have a car, a boat, or motorcycle that you no longer need, please consider donating it to SLB during our car-a-thon. You can go to slbradio.careasy.org or phone the number I'll give you in a moment. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the United States and handle the paperwork too. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for you to use. It's a great way to get rid of a vehicle or get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. Visit slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. Thanks. Here comes this morning's history riddle. It was October 10th, 1965, when this colorful character emerged to challenge an established star on the comics scene. Although fictional, his name was based on the nickname of a real person who was born in 1892 and died in 1918. He and his rival fought or live on in newspapers, television, videos, and movies, and even a flight simulation game, as well as a top 10 hit and a Christmas version of it that annually reminds us of his name. Any ideas? 412-200-5975. Let me share that with you one more time. It was October 10th, 1965, when this colorful character emerged to challenge an established star on the comic scene. Although fictional, his name was based on the nickname of a real person born in 1892 and who died in 1918. He and his rival live on in newspapers, television, videos, and movies, and even a flight simulation game, as well as a top 10 hit and a Christmas version of it that annually reminds us of his name. 412-200-5975. You can also reach us by using instant input at slbradio.org. This is the Buffalo Gals Band.
Route 30, from the coast of Oregon. Kitsamos to Chicago, before it takes a turn and it gets on down to the Jersey Shore. Interstate 5 out of Portland, headed on up north. When you hit Route 30, you wanna take it on out west, where the big river rolls onto the rocky sea. You might be lost in a daydream, rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be telling a story, you might be singing a song. But when you see that Clifton sign, you got to start paying attention. Gonna be taking an unmarked road now when it hits the fails, that road will come into sight. When that little road comes too wide, take the right hand side. You're gonna be looking for a yellow house where the old car's parked in the drive. Sitting at the bottom of a meadow on a little rise. And if you see Snark Curly, would you tell him I said hi? You might be lost in a daydream rolling down the road. You might be watching that lonesome moon sailing up above. You might be holding your baby's hand or squeezing on his knee. But if you see Snark Curly, would you give him my love, please?
Words like bullets sleeping in a gun. Wake them up and damage will be done. Pull the trigger, life's forever changed. Do we ever really hesitate? Our tongues like barrels pointed at someone. We take shots and wonder what went wrong. We're all it's the weapon of the age. Oh, the price we pay. Oh, for the things we say. Words like matches striking in a drought. Just one spark and there's no getting out. All these flames will spread from foe to friend.
That song is brand new into our library. Shannon LaBrie is her name, The Things We Say. The song, it's a really well-written tune. You heard the Buffalo Gals Band and Route 30. A couple of brigadiers saw it, noting that pizza would be a good clue for today's puzzle. And I didn't think about that until it was just mentioned, but there's a little bit of a tie-in with pizza. Also, a lot of guesses of the beagle known as Snoopy. And you're on the right track. It was October 10th, 1965, when this colorful character emerged to challenge an established star on the comic scene. Although fictional, this character's name was based on the nickname of a real person who was born in 1892 and died in 1918. This person and his rival live on in newspapers, television, videos, and movies, and even a flight simulation game, as well as a top 10 hit and a Christmas version of it that annually reminds us of his name. Holly, good morning. She got the correct answer. And is in Oakland this morning. In fact, I think she was the first to come up with it. A correct answer also from Tom and McCandless. John and Carrick had a guess of Snoopy. Snoopy is close. But this would be Snoopy's nemesis, Ray, in South Park. Good morning. Nice to have you with us today. He got the correct answer. John and Carrick did get the correct answer with a subsequent guess. Jim in Blackridge also has it, as does Russ in North Carolina. John, Maddie, good morning, John. Nice to have you here. Mike in Mars has it. He also noted the pizza connection. Linda thought it might be Snoopy. And here comes Dan in Mercer. And Dan, you are 100% correct with your answer. And the correct answer coming up ever so soon, 412-200-5975. We'll leave it out for just another moment or two. Good luck to you. I also wanted to acknowledge Anthony and Katie, who are playing along on Facebook. We were talking about things you can eat or drink starting with the letter E. Katie had eggs, endive, escargot, eggplant, and eggnog. And Anthony has Easter eggs, edamame, ears of corn, edible flowers, and eggs over easy. And Linda, who knows all about dynamic duos, came up with the correct answer. Thank you. Hello to Pudge. You got the correct answer. Well done. Pudge is in Lambertine. And it's nice to know that Neil and Greencastle is awake and listening. And it's good to know that you are as well. So, did you know who we were looking for? It's none other than the Red Baron.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. Aim and try, and aim and die, now they're buried together on the countryside.
This song was recorded in 1966, written by Phil Gernhardt and Dick Holler of Florida. It was recorded by the Royal Guardsmen of Florida and made it all the way to number two of the Hot 100 behind the Monkees, I'm a Believer. And I remember having this single and playing it over and over and over again. And also doing the 10, 20, 30 or more anytime I counted anything. The Royal Guardsmen would go on to have other hits with The Return of the Red Baron and Snoopy's Christmas. Taking the concept as far as possible. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge. If you knew that we were looking for the character, the Red Baron, who made his debut on October 10th, 1965. I'll post a picture of that original comic strip on our Facebook page if you want to take a look at it. Snoopy always reminded me of Walter Mitty, the James Thurber character, as he becomes the World War I flying ace, complete with flight helmet and goggles, out to get the Red Baron. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with him. And another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up next hour. Thank you.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Last week's segments featuring Matthias Svalina and Gail Aronson of Wright Pittsburgh, Mark Masterson of City Theater Company, Montez Freeland and Michael McKetta, the third of New Hazlett Theater, Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Award honorees in invention, 3D art, and fashion, musicians from Three Rivers Young People's Orchestras, and Trio Nova are all now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. You can also hear thousands of other on-demand features from our archives, neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ Grove City, returning soon, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM, McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, the Audio Now Network, listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I was watching in the kitchen getting ready for the party tonight. Himself a ball. Switching in the kitchen, getting ready for the party tonight. I'm going home to see my baby inside. I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. Hey, I'm going home to see my baby. Give the mama loving and I don't mean baby. I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. Ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday? Ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday?
my money, I don't mean maybe. I'm going home to see my baby, yes I am. Well, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday, ain't it a shame? Well, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday, ain't it a shame? Yeah, ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday when you get all that money? Ain't it a shame to see me on Sunday, ain't it a shame?
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is the group known as Asleep at the Wheel. It's time for our afterthoughts puzzle. Well, almost time. It'll be coming up in a moment.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.